Sportscast, October 8th, 2019, our second show of the day. Of course, you can follow us on YouTube, Periscope, and iTunes. Please subscribe in all those channels. And if you're in iTunes, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. And joining us today, Victor Rocha. Welcome to the Sportscast.
Thank you. I enjoy my weekly show here and looking forward to both football and the NBA is already heating up. So
yeah, it is heating up internationally. I mean, I was wasn't sure if I'm going to bring that up, but if you want to talk about it,
well, you know, we could. It's up to you. You know how long you want to. Let's stay at football and we'll go over there. Just
yeah,
well, watching Zion and the other stuff was just as. I thought of you because of how good we did in the NBA Finals.
Exactly. Okay, well, let's start with football. Kirk Cousins threw two touchdowns to Adam Thielen to Dalvin Cook for 132 yards. And the Minnesota Vikings made life miserable for Mr. Daniel Jones and the New York Giants in every way possible in a 28-10 victory Sunday. Daniel Jones got his first loss. What do you think about that?
No, I picked them to win like I normally do, but
you shouldn't have.
But the deal is, you know, whoever is a Giant fan and whoever is a sports enthusiast, you know, if they don't like Giants, they don't like Giants, or they don't want to watch it. But it's about the defense. I mean, at the end of the day, I've been saying that whether it was Eli or anybody else. You know, obviously Danny Dimes is our guy now, but it's defense, man. You can't put up, 28 points, you know what I mean? You just can't keep giving up points like that. The defense is terrible.
You can't win championships without a good defense.
You just can't win without good defense. I mean, period. You know, you can't win without good offense. I mean, I think it goes both ways, right? Because I think it's easy to say you can't win without defense, but don't forget, man, there's times when, you know, there wouldn't be last fourth quarter, less than 2 minutes driving wins that, you know, they wouldn't have that in the record books if it wasn't about offense, right? So you need both.
Yeah, you have to be evened out. Like the Patriots have a good defense.
Great defense, exactly, and that's a perfect example, you know. And then you got to control the ball, you know. There was a time there's been several teams in the league that was called bend don't break, right? As long as they didn't give up the score, but got to be careful giving up the time. Did you see how much time the Minnesota had the ball?
No, how much time?
It was terrible.
Was most of the game?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure it was them. But, you know, Daniel Jones still looks good. He can throw the deep ball. A guy's got to catch him. But, look, he got a couple of interceptions. The same thing happens to Eli off the hands of a receiver. Right? So, but he looks good. I mean, the line's got to get a little better. But I'm back to Daniel Jones or not. We need defense.
Yeah, I think – yeah, your defense is not most talked about. But your running back, Saquon Barkley, will not be back this weekend to face the Patriots.
Yeah, but that's on Thursday, no?
It's on Thursday night, about 2 days from now.
Yeah, so. I wouldn't put him against the Patriots, number one.
Yeah.
Number two, it's too short of a week. They were saying he looks really good in practice. He's cutting. His, you know, high ankle sprain is doing well. So, you know, I'm pretty excited. You know, he's going to need him. You know, he's going to need him as he needs these receivers to catch the ball. But, you know, no matter what we do, if we don't have the defense. And the other thing is you don't want Saquon Barkley to come out against a defense that is highly rated as the way the Patriots are playing right now. Why put him in? You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I agree. I think they should wait until he's completely healed.
Now, I believe he's going to play the following week.
And the following week he'll be playing it'll be the Cardinals on October 20th.
Oh, I definitely would play it. I would definitely play it against the Cardinals.
They don't have a good defense.
I don't care. They're the Cardinals.
Yeah, they lost all their games except one. I think they tied a game.
Right.
But, yeah.
So, you know, hey, like I said, they'll if we get our defense together, not that 10 points is going to win it, but, you know, you need to get your defense together. And that's the bottom line. And not only that, didn't they score, Minnesota score on a return?
Let's see.
Defensive touchdown?
Yes. It kept the rookie Corey Ballantyne started with a 52-yard kickoff return.
Okay. So what was the score? 24-10.
10.
Yeah. So you take it. So now it's really 17-10. No, it was 28-10 because they must have scored. But you take that off, it's only 21 points. It goes back to, you know, Daniel Jones is looking good. Not that I'm footing for Eli. Just like I said, you know, everybody's worried about. It's not that they were putting up points. I mean, he's doing the same thing. You need a defense. The thing is, Daniel Jones can run. He's a good threat and run. He's got good legs, man. I like that kid.
Let me ask you a question. Do you want to see Eli Manning return this season?
No, not at this point. You know, once you win with Daniel Jones, I think you stick with it. And, you know, you stick with it unless something happens that they think they need a boost or something to change. It's not bad having a two-time MVP as a backup quarterback. But right now, you know, he's playing great. I mean, he looks good. He's got the down ball. I mean, hasn't done anything that was bad. He also got sacked a lot of times, right? And then you got your runner. It's defense. Giants are defensive football, man.
It's always been like that for years.
Justin Tucker was on the show this morning. He goes, man, those guys, I can't go in there and play. You put your numbers on, you got to go play.
Yeah, the Vikings sacked Daniel Jones twice by Hunter, Danielle Hunter.
Only twice? I thought it was more.
Yeah. So, obviously, you know, Minnesota Vikings was not the best team either. I mean, but they had to perform at the best. And, of course, like the Giants was a good team to win against. So,
they put up 21 points. I mean, that was it. I mean, the other 8-7 were from the return, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, let's see. The Giants have New England this Thursday and then Arizona. What do you expect against the Patriots? Do you think it's a given loss?
Yeah, man. I mean, the thing is, they play well against, you know, the Patriots. They're playing at the Patriots?
At New England, correct. At Gillette.
Just right now, that defense is, you know, right now their offense isn't doing so well, but, you know, these other teams we played against aren't that good, and they've been driving down on the ball all the way, you know what I'm saying? So I can't imagine Brady picking them apart. So, and their defense is tough. So I don't know what's going to happen, but, you know, as much as I love the Giants, I can't go against the Patriots.
No, you can't.
Unless it's a Super Bowl game.
Which, you know, like the Giants could still make it to the Super Bowl.
I'm just saying, if they're playing them in the Super Bowl, then I'm definitely going with the Giants.
Yeah, if the Giants were playing the Patriots again, I'll definitely go for the Giants because they're going to win probably.
Well, yeah, we can keep going, but let's go around. Let's get some of these listeners. We had enough. You beat me up on Danny Dimes for a long time. I don't mind tying John's football. We get our fans in there. They start talking, but let's get into the rest of the NFL. There's a lot of good things to happen.
One of the comments says that Ballantyne has a great story.
Good. Ballantyne.
With the B.
Yeah.
B as a boy.
What's the story he wants to know?
I'm trying to see because I think Ballantyne plays for
Giants, bro.
The Giants, yeah. I should know that. I can't know every player in every team.
Well, I'm the guy who should know it. I'm a Giant fan. The listener, if you're listening, what do you think about Ballantyne? And what do you think about the defense? I mean, you agree with the defense?
Mm-hmm. Well, he says Ballantyne has a great story. He also says the Cardinals won like their game this past weekend.
Yeah, who did they play? They didn't play anybody. I picked them to win. But what was I going to ask him? What does he think about the defense? Do you agree with the defense? As much as you like Danny Dimes, you got to like the defense.
What do you guys think about the New York Giants defense, the best in the NFC East?
No, not even close.
Cardinals beat the Bengals, but the Bengals are pretty bad.
That's my point.
Bengals, but they beat the Bengals by 3 points.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not. Yeah, the Cardinals are the Cardinals. They may have won to this year, but this, but they still. Again, like I feel bad for Fitzgerald.
Hightower is the best linebacker in the AFC, which he plays for the Patriots.
Well, the Patriots' defense is on fire. I mean, hey, I'm sorry, I'm not looking at the camera. I'm just looking up the gentleman was asking.
Don't be rude.
I'm all rude. To ask the listener, what do you want? What's about Ballantyne? Talk to me. What do you got?
He's from Jamaica, Ballantyne.
Okay, it was good. They're big boys.
Yeah, and they have the fastest people there.
That's why it's not supposed to be.
What's it called? That one runner? What's his face? The track star who wore Pumas. He was the fastest man in the world.
I just remember, what's his name? The guy from Kansas City. That dude was a beast. Oh, here you go. Oh, Corey Ballantyne, quarterback. Yeah, he's doing pretty good. A rookie. We just need them lighting up. The problem is they're running on us. They're throwing downfield. You can't, you know, have one great quarterback. His cornerback is good because it shuts down one side of the field if he's a shutdown corner. But, you know, look at Tampa. Tampa went all the way down throwing the ball. That's a problem. We can't get to the quarterback. If you can't get to the quarterback, it's really tough on the defensive backs.
He also says the Giants front office should be ashamed to tearing the defense apart in the offseason.
I agree with that. They just should be ashamed, period. Can you imagine if we still had Odell Beckham with Danny Dimes?
Oh, man.
Okay.
Why did they let him go?
When or why?
Why?
I'm not sure. I mean, I don't think they were happy. You know, I don't think he was happy. I don't think they were. I don't know. You know, these players are very receivers are finicky players, man. You know, they got big, big egos. They want the ball. I mean, remember what I told you? I said that Odell Beckham only had two balls thrown to him. Well, he had not. I think he had two or three balls thrown to him other than his first reception that he threw for, you know, he threw better than Baker Mayfield. And even on the all the talk shows, they said keep watch what happens when Odell keeps getting two balls thrown to him. Okay, he's gonna have a problem. So you know, everybody's gonna have a big problem. But I'm glad that listener understands about the Giant defense. He's not gonna Giants never have ever been a team to put up points, lots of points.
Odell is a diva.
All the receivers are divas. There's not you can't be a great receiver without being a diva. It's not a knock on them. It's just you can't be. You want the ball. It's like a basketball player. I want the ball. I want my shots. Every receiver wants the ball thrown to them all the time. Don't run it. And every running back said, don't throw it.
Do you think Odell can win a Super Bowl with the Browns versus Never. Him staying at the Giants?
Not even close.
Wow.
He'd win one more with the Giants than he would with the Browns. Yeah, I don't think he's going to stay there long.
You think, yeah, you're right. He could be a free agent and then move back to the Giants.
Nah, I don't think he'll go back to the Giants, but I think he'll go somewhere else.
To the Jets.
Nah, are we crazy? Jets, oh, my God. Forget about that.
The Giants are better off without Odell. He should focus more on playing than being a distraction.
Yeah, and that's probably true. So he could have been a distraction, but you know, right now they're not even throwing the ball to him. So he's not the Browns won last week because of Odell, even though he had two balls thrown to him, but they were doubling him up all the time, right? So every time they doubled him up, Baker Mayfield was they were doing the right thing. But there's only so many times Odell's going to be willing to be the decoy. You understand?
Yeah.
So, I mean, Odell just is Odell. But I just, like I said, Giants, we could have as much weapons as we could have offensively, but there's nothing you're going to do if you give up points. So bottom line is, you know, what's the ranking of the NFL defensive ranking?
Let me look that up for you. NFL defensive
rankings. There you go.
Rankings 2019 or of all time. The Baltimore Ravens.
No, I don't give a crap about all time. All time, it's got to either be the Bears or the Ravens.
Or the Patriots. I'm kidding.
Yeah, I mean, Lee, I don't understand that. I have leaders in defense.
Probably the Patriots, if I had to put money on it. Patriots are number one, then 49ers, then the Bills.
Okay, yeah, yeah. I don't know why mine's showing up. Minnesota.
The Giants are 30th out of 32. That's pretty good.
Okay. What part, since I've been talking about while Eli was playing, that the defense sucks? That's it. I mean, there's nothing you could say about it. You get all excited. You can score the points, whatever you want, but you can't just keep giving up the ball. Yeah, so New England's tough. That's why I said I wouldn't put them against them. They're number one in yards per game. They're number one in passing yards per game. Philadelphia is number one in rushing.
One of the comments says, I'm surprised that Dalvin Tomlinson has not become more of a force for the Giants defense.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I can't. I'm surprised that none of them have been. Nobody's a force. Except for maybe that kid Ballantyne as a rookie, you know, but there's no force on that.
This is the Giants cast, by the way.
What does that mean?
This is the Giants podcast. I'm kidding.
You turned it into the Giants podcast and you've been bothering about Eli for 3 weeks.
Eli's coming back by game 16. I'm kidding.
He's not going to come back unless something happens to me.
Until Daniel Jones gets injured. That's the only way.
And I just hope that doesn't happen. He's too young.
He's the future of the Giants. Him and Barkley.
I like that.
Suck on him.
I'll take it, but your future, the Giants, is defense. You can't be 30 out of 32 teams.
You can. You got to improve the defense. Bring back Tom Coughlin.
Who? You asking me? That's what they're saying.
No. I'm telling you. Or I'm asking you to do it.
You need it ain't Coughlin. You need a good defensive coordinator, or you need better defensive picks.
Which Coughlin, who's with the Jacksonville Jaguars, has a great defense. Maybe that's correlation.
They're up there, right?
Yeah, they're actually they're number 24, so it's not saying much. But they were last year or 2 years ago.
It's about this year, baby.
Okay.
It's always about this year.
Let me read you some NFL scores, and if you want to stop me. Well, I'll just pause. Seahawks beat the Rams 30-29.
Yeah, I picked that team. I mean, I'm telling you, Seahawks are tough. Russell Wilson's a great competitor. I think they're just good all over. They're a team to watch. I'm just telling you right now, the Rams are never that high in the Rams, but,
they're in a bind.
Who?
The Rams.
Yeah, they got issues.
They're 3-2, but they lost against the Buccaneers and they lost against the Seahawks. But Seahawks are legitimate, and they only lost by 1 point, but still, loss is a loss, right?
It's one, but we have 1 or 17, don't matter.
Eagles beat the New York Jets 31-6 in Philly.
Yeah,
not surprised.
That's not yet. The Jets are just terrible. But, the Eagles, I was surprised about their defense. The defense is up there, so that's kind of dangerous, number one. And,
I can see the Eagles
are tough.
Going to I mean, I can see Eagles a super contender.
Nah.
You don't think so?
Not in the NFC.
NFC is wide open, though.
You think so? Let me see.
NFC is wide open because the Seahawks, you got the Eagles. You got who else? Let me see. Standings. You got the Cowboys, Green Bay, the Saints. I think the Saints are the best team right now.
That's my point. You got the Saints.
And they get the 49ers, who are undefeated, but I still haven't seen much proof, that they're good.
Right. What do you mean? Talk about it. They looked great last night.
But it's the Browns.
Hey, man, I want to shout out to St. Thomas Aquinas, the Bosa family.
Nick Bosa, man. Nick Bosa. I got his phone number.
Look, I was there when my son was a freshman. He graduated same year as Nick Bosa. But my son was a freshman. I was blessed to see Joey and Nick Bosa play. And I went there and they're like, that guy's a freshman. I go, that big old Nick? He goes, yeah. Oh, that's his brother. You had two millionaire professionals on a national state championship team. Those kids are great. And Nicky Bosa, man, let me tell you something. He did what no one's done so far on Monday Night Football. So shout out to the Boza family and a shout out to St. Thomas for producing such great athletes other than the Boza family. But, you know, even then, they're not my team. Every time I see those kids play, just know I saw them as in high school. It always gives me joy. But he had a great game.
Yeah, he had two sacks, and then he did the celebration that mocked Baker Mayfield.
He got a fumble recovery, two sacks, and he did something no one's ever done in one game. Two sacks, a fumble recovery, one other sack.
Let's see, I'm looking at Nick Bosa, four tackles.
No, it was not major. Tackles ain't going to mean.
They don't mean anything. Anyone can do a tackle in the NFL.
He also caused an interception.
Yeah. He caused it. He created one.
Yeah. He created one. It was great, man.
Deterrent. Yeah, which the Niners beat the Browns 31-3 last night.
Yeah, it was embarrassing. I mean, I can't even imagine. What did Odell have?
Let's see. Oh, now you want to talk about stats?
You mentioned the Browns. I just want to see what they did.
He had 27 yards and two receptions.
That's two receptions in two games. Four receptions in two games. That's not going to last.
And Jarvis Landry had 75 yards and four receptions.
Right. So, I mean, Baker Mayfield's looking terrible in the red zone.
Yeah, Baker Mayfield had 100 yards and two interceptions.
And he can't score in the red zone.
That's incredible, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. That's incredible.
What college team does Victor cheer for?
Which college team do I cheer for?
FSU.
Of course, FSU, because my son goes, I'm a Hurricane fan. So, and I like the Georgia. I like the SEC, but I'm a Hurricane fan. I'm a Noles fan. You know, obviously my kids go there, but I've always been a Hurricane fan.
He's a Syracuse fan.
And then I like the SEC, so I lived in Georgia, so I kind of like Georgia.
Oh, the Bulldogs. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Other scores. The Panthers beat the Jaguars 34-27. The Minshew magic stopped there.
I lost that pick.
I thought the Jaguars were going to win because Cam wasn't there. Vikings beat the Giants, of course. We know that. Texans beat the Falcons 53-32.
Pick that game. I don't know if it was that bad, but the Falcons are just terrible, man. I'm in utter shock. I mean, I'm in shock with how bad they are. And I'm impressed on how good the Colts are playing.
The Saints beat the Buccaneers 31-24.
I got nothing to say. But what did the quarterback have? What's his name? Rutley?
Teddy Bridgewater.
Bridgewater.
He had 314 yards and four touchdowns and one interception.
Okay, and that's Sean Payton is incredible.
Sean Payton is the man. He's at the Bill Belichick level. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, well, you know, it's hard to keep saying that, but the deal is he also hasn't had someone like, I don't know. But the long story short, he's a great coach. Man, I'm just curious I'm assuming Breeze, when he comes back, has got to start. I can't imagine him not start.
I mean, I will start over Bridgewater any day of the week. Absolutely.
Yeah. But, you know, Bridgewater, you know, what happens is it's one of those great things like Nick Foles. You know, you come in, he's going to get a payday. You know someone's going to take him up next year.
Right. You're right. I hope he doesn't go to the Dolphins.
Unless they're grooming him for Breeze, because Breeze is getting old.
Breeze is up there. I think, isn't he like 40 years old or 42?
I'm not sure. I thought he was like 38, 39. Yeah,
he's up there in age. Drew Breeze, I don't think he's 38. I think he's like 39, 40. He's 40 years old. He's 40.
Told you.
But, it's funny because everyone talks about Tom Brady and how old he is, but Drew Brees is up there as well.
The thing is, they can't always talk about Brady because, you know, he keeps winning.
Brady is the GOAT.
Yeah.
Let's go on. Next game. Bills beat the Titans 14-7.
Bills be the Bills are good. I mean, they're good. The bad part is they're in the conference with the Patriots, but the Patriots got to do something offensively. But the Bills are good. They're playing good ball.
Yeah. Big fan of their quarterback, Josh Allen. And Frank Gore, I think he broke a record here. He tied the record with Emmitt Smith or something for rushing.
Gore's a hurricane.
Hurricane. Yeah, that guy, I think he's, what, almost 40?
I don't think he's that old, but, I mean, he's a beast.
Which he blew out his two knees or something before.
Yeah. Well, San Francisco didn't win a Super Bowl, but he was with San Francisco. He was eating up Francis San Francisco.
He was. He's that running back that people think he's a has-been. No, he's still in. He's still that good.
He's a beast.
Yeah. Let's look on the Cardinals beat Bengals 26-23. We know that, which was like the loser game. Patriots beat the Redskins 33-7, which cost Jay Gruden to be fired.
Nah, that didn't cause Gruden to be fired. It was a matter of when they were pressing that button. You know what I mean? He was already on the firing block.
It was icing on the cake, but it's what? Like, he would have beat the Patriots and still got a job? I mean,
a nice game
would get fired if he lost.
I can imagine that, and let's see what they're going to do. They got to do something because they got to get that kid. Haskins has got to start playing.
Yeah, and I believe they like to hire experienced head coaches, not anyone new.
Mm-hmm. Well, that hasn't worked out. Snyder's ruined that team.
I heard. He's like the equivalent to the Knicks owner.
Yeah. I guess that's what happens when you have money at 34 and you're able to buy an NFL football team.
That's awesome. Ravens beat the Steelers 26-23.
That with the Ravens? I think I picked the Ravens.
Overtime.
Yeah. But they play each other tough all the time. I mean, you got to give Tomlin credit. He's pushing that team, you know. But those two teams play each other tough. I don't care. I don't think there's a time that they've really had a blowout between each other.
I don't think so. It's always been close. And I believe their quarterback, Mason Rudolph, suffered a concussion in that game.
Oh, did you see that? And then that was a whole discussion. How could a $1 billion business? They couldn't get the cart working. They couldn't cart him off.
Yeah, I know. That was so weird.
And then one of the commentators made a great point. Even if they just put him on the cart, the players would have pushed it. Even the opposing team would have pushed it. Right? Because, you know, you see the faces of the opposing team. You know, everybody wants a great hit, but nobody wants to see somebody hurt that bad. You know, it's just emotional. It's a game that you play, but nobody gets excited about. He was knocked out.
Ravens Marlon Humphrey had a good game against the Steelers. Great defensive back.
What do you do?
Marlon Humphrey. That's one of the comments. Rookie quarterback from Stanford University, Devin Hodges, took over for the Steelers.
And he did well.
Let me see how much Hodges.
That's what the
commentators. He had 68 yards, no touchdowns.
Yeah. He's from Stanford, man. Those Stanford, you know, if you get to the NFL from Stanford, you're usually pretty good because you're super smart.
Stanford free. That's true. Literally. I
mean, what's his name? Sherman?
Richard Sherman, yeah. Stanford graduate.
Richard Sherman. They talked a lot of stuff about what he said one time. I'm like, guys, do you not understand? The guy is smart.
He played
at Stanford. Yeah. It's like, he can say whatever you want. He can say what he's smart. I mean, I don't care who
he knows what he's doing. Well, no, Stanford. Stanford University, not Stanford. Stanford is in Alabama.
Who went to Stanford?
Hodges. Devlin Hodges, the quarterback.
Oh, I thought you said Stanford. Stanford. All right, well,
Stanford. Stanford, not as smart, not as good as Stanford.
Not even close.
Stanford is the Harvard of the West.
No, yes.
But Harvard doesn't produce quarterbacks.
Harvard doesn't, yeah. They've just produced attorneys and
I think the Harvard, I was hearing that they don't give scholarships out to their quarterbacks or their
No, they don't get Ivy League in general. Ivy League at all doesn't give scholarships.
That's amazing. That's freaking amazing. Raiders beat the Bears 24-21.
You gotta give Gruden credit, man. I mean, you know, I lost that one. I picked the Bears.
Me too. Like, Gruden is that head coach that kind of sneaks up. Hey, guys, you think we suck? We don't. We'll beat the Bears.
He's a good coach. I mean, think about it. He's
one of the all-time greats. He's 3-2 right now.
he's not an all-time great. I mean, he's not even in that league. I just think he's
super smart. He's no Belichick.
It's not even just about Belichick. It's just,
You hate it. You hate Belichick. You hate the Patriots.
I do not hate Belichick. I respect him on all his team and stuff. It's just...
Belichick is up there with Parcells.
No, Belichick is probably the best of all time right now. I mean, you can't deny that.
More than Walsh from the 49ers?
Yeah. Dude, he's been in eight Super Bowls.
Yeah, lost two against the Giants.
And one against the Philly. Eagles.
NFC what? NFC East.
NFC East, baby.
Why is it?
Because we're bad at it. So when we're good, our defense is anybody in NFC East, except for maybe Dallas, right? When we're good, right? The Eagles and the Giants, their defense is outstanding. And Brady, if you hit Brady, you get to Brady, it changes the game for them. You understand? He can't go deep. Dallas. I don't know about Washington anymore, but long time ago. But Dallas, they'll have a good defense, but usually their offense is usually potent. Think about it. When they had the triplets, I mean, their offense was lighting it up.
Now, if Cowboys went to the Super Bowl and played against the Patriots, who would you pick?
Patriots.
Really? I'll stick with the Cowboys.
No, I don't think the Cowboys will even make it.
The last time I saw the Redskins go to the Super Bowl was back in the early 90s, wasn't it?
The Redskins.
Bless you.
I don't remember, man.
I don't know. I can't remember. Like the only one is RG3 is like the last good quarterback I remember from them. But
that's not even fair though. They went through the list. Look at all the quarterbacks that they had they went through. RG3. Where, who do they have? I mean, I just saw the other day. It was
Joe
like
Gibbs.
Yeah, no, the quarterbacks. They had all these number one really good quarterbacks. They got Haskins now. They had somebody else. It's just I don't know what they're doing with the quarterbacks there. They're ruining them.
Their last Super Bowl was in 1992.
Yeah. Who did they play?
No, hold on. Was it 1992? 1992, the Cowboys went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
How
about the Redskins? I don't care about the Redskins.
I care about the Redskins.
What?
Wasn't it like the Bills that went to four straight Super Bowls and they lost all of them?
Yes.
Wow, that's horrible, man.
They lost two to the Giants.
They did against Bruce Smith.
Yeah, wide right. Wide right. You know, at first, if you think about it, listeners can be there. If you think about it, when I was a lot younger back then, and, everybody likes to make fun of the, the Bills are going four times and losing, blah, blah, blah. But if you think about it, going to Super Bowl four times in a row is super impressive, right? Because I don't think the Patriots have not even done that. Not four times in a row, number one. And number two, if that's your team, you'd be pissed that they lost, but at least you'd be eating buffalo wings watching your team in the Super Bowl four times in a row.
There you have it. You know there's such thing as buffalo pizza?
Yeah, that's why it's not real pizza.
It's not. It's kind of mushy. Anyways.
I'm from Jersey, bro. You know what the best pizza is.
Yeah, New York, New Jersey has the best pizza. I could be a testament to that. Broncos beat the Chargers 20-13. Broncos' first win of the season.
I lost that game too.
The Chargers are so inconsistent.
Oh. I'm not a fan of Phillip Rivers.
Yeah, I think, he still has some gas still left in him. Anyway, he's 37.
He's got great numbers. He's done this. Just not a fan of him.
He's no Tom Brady.
Because they got rid of Breeze for him.
Oh, that's horrible. Wow. That's a big mistake by the Chargers.
They got rid of Breeze for him. That's one. And two, I love the fact that Eli said, screw you, don't pick me, I'm going to the Giants. And he won two Super Bowls. Chargers have stopped him in the Super Bowl.
They dude had great running backs in the past, like Dalian Tomlinson.
Yeah, they had Junior Seau. They had Dan Fouts. I mean, these guys were explosive teams.
They were
amazing. That's an example of defense. Where you win because if you ever go back and see the numbers that Dan Fouts put up, those guys used to put up like 40 something points and still lose.
Wow. There you have it. Let's go on to the next game.
You're too young to even know who Dan Fouts is.
I have no idea who he is. But I do remember who is Joe Gibbs.
Joe Gibbs. But Joe Gibbs was in Washington. Yeah. Why do you keep going back to Washington? Do you know who John Riggins is?
No.
Okay, he was Washington. He was a beast fullback. Oh my God, he's crazy good.
Who was the Giants quarterback back when they won the Super Bowl back in the 90s?
Oh, they won the first one with Sims, and then Sims got hurt, and they won it with Hostetler.
See, that's the thing. That's a good example of having a good defense, but the quarterback could be anyone.
Just like Baltimore, when Baltimore won theirs.
No one remembers their quarterback. It's Trent Dilfer.
Yeah. But I remember the Giants quarterback.
Back then? Oh, the
Sims and Hostetler.
That's right. But they weren't big-time names.
Are you crazy? Phil Sims is a big-time name.
Well, maybe in your world, but Packers beat the Cowboys 34-24. I'm not surprised. I think Rodgers always wins in Dallas.
I picked that one. Oh, okay. Here's a question for you. I already know the answer, and I knew it earlier. What quarterback in the NFL has won the most games at Dallas?
Aaron Rodgers.
Cowboys Stadium. Huh?
Aaron Rodgers.
Nope.
Eli Manning.
Yep.
This is the Eli Manning show, everyone.
I'm just saying, it's not the Eli Manning show. It's just, you know, everybody asks whether he should be a Hall of Famer. I believe he should.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's definitely up there. Who's a better, Pate or Eli? Pate.
Who?
Peyton Manning or Eli Manning? Who's better?
Oh, well, Peyton, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Peyton was – I never saw somebody could do what he did. He just walked up to the line and was just calling offensive play. It's crazy. You don't see a quarterback today that can do that.
Colts at Chiefs. Colts beat the Chiefs 19-13.
What happened there? I know. Mahomes got hurt for a little bit, right?
He did.
But you can't. I'm not going to take anything away from the Colts. The Colts. Remember, I told you. I love my Giants, but I respect organizations in the NFL, and you got to respect what that Colts team has done when a star quarterback retires just before the season.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Colts are doing well. Jacoby Brissett is definitely.
You gotta remember, every team's due for a loss, right?
Yeah.
Just about who and when.
Yeah, exactly.
I just didn't think the Colts would beat the Chiefs.
Yeah, the Colts. Let's see.
What are the stats on Mahomes?
The Colts are number 2 in the AFC South, 3-2. It's a tight AFC South. It's going to be, I predict.
What is the What was Mahomes' number stats?
Oh, Mahomes' stats, let me give it to you. It's probably low. Well, not really.
I doubt it's low.
Let's see. Chiefs, Mahomes had 321 yards and one touchdown. Yeah, they're pretty high.
Told you.
That's pretty high. And the Colts, my boy Jacoby Brissett had 151 yards. You don't need to put too many yards up to win a Super Bowl. I mean, to win a game.
You just got defense. You got to put up points. I guess you could have it. Think about it. He had 300 something yards. What was the score? What was the final score with the Chiefs?
Oh, it was
13. Put up 13 points with all those yards. So it's about putting up points.
It's about points, not yards.
Right, because that's the problem with Baker Mayfield. He was in the red zone like 3 or 4 times, and they couldn't. They can't. I think he threw an interception twice.
There you have it. And last game, the Niners beating the Browns 31-3, which we kind of talked about a little bit already.
Man, but did you see that fullback? First of all, that fullback came from Georgia Southern, I think, right? So he came from not a big school. And he ran the fastest running back touchdown. He was running like 21 miles per hour.
In history.
So imagine, drive your car today, any listener out there in a community, and just go like 20 miles an hour. And imagine a guy running side by side with you. Okay. And he ran 83 yards. And I think by the time he was still running at 20 into 60 something yards. That's just amazing.
That's crazy.
He wasn't even a starter. So, but that was a good play. And I was in shock. I mean, that was what a way to start a game.
There you have it. That is our week 5 recap. Any final thoughts of week 5?
Any final thoughts? Let me just look at the standings. So who do you have going? What would be if at this point in time, right? What is your picks
for the AFC?
Like, who would you pick for? I hate when this doesn't break it down like this. Who would you pick in the for the Super Bowl?
For the AFC is the Patriots. They're undefeated. The Chiefs, I see some weakness already playing the Colts, even though it's just one game. But I think the Patriots have the edge. It's because of their defense. Who do you have for the AFC? AFC.
The for Bills? The AFC. You know.
It could be the Bills.
I think it could be the Bills. I mean, if I had the pick right now, I'd say the Patriots. But I wouldn't leave the Bills out. I think there's just someone just hanging there.
There's something about them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then you have the Chiefs. These are definitely like my second favorite team in the AFC.
And you also got to remember, it's hard to play in Buffalo when it's cold.
I know. Imagine Buffalo in a playoff game. That's tough.
Yeah.
In January. That's going to be an automatic snow day.
Home field advantage, they'd have to outbeat New England.
Yeah, but.
You know, and the problem with them, the problem with Buffalo, though, is they'd have to go in as a wild card.
Keep in mind that. Like, people were saying at the beginning of the season, the Patriots look like they can go undefeated this season.
Nah.
I mean, I don't think they can. I mean, that's difficult. But if they want to break that that Dolphin record, that undefeated season record, that'd be quite something.
So what do you have in the NFC?
NFC is wide open compared to the AFC. The Cowboys, I am a little bit in distraught. I thought they might pull it. Don't think they will. No. The Niners are candidate. Maybe, but I like the Saints though. They're my favorite team in the NFC.
Yeah, if I had to put it in order, I'll pick one afterwards. Ooh,
great start with the Seahawks, 4-1. That's not bad.
That's what I'm saying. I would probably go like Green Bay. I would probably go to Saints, Green Bay.
I would pick the Seahawks
San Fran and Seattle, and then you got Philadelphia too, man.
Yeah,
you
know, Philly's good. Philly is. They're 3-2, but like I said, it's wide open. I still think from all those teams, the Saints have the edge.
The Saints, yeah. I mean, think about it. You're 4-1 without your starting quarterback.
That's pretty darn good.
And then Aaron Rodgers. I didn't know that Green Bay was 4-1. I thought they lost more games.
No, but I mean, they've been playing not easy teams. Well, yeah, they're playing easy teams. The only hard team they played was the Eagles, and they lost at Green Bay, they lost, which is quite, quite incredible. But then you get the Niners, who are undefeated. The Seahawks are 4-1, but they have championship experience. The Rams, they're still hanging in there, 3-2. I still think they might have something going still. Their roster is pretty deep. And the Lions are 2-1. So I haven't seen much of them yet, but, you know.
They're the Lions.
Lions are okay. We'll see what happens.
They're the Lions. Just Lions, forget about it.
And then you get the Panthers with Cam, but Cam has been inconsistent. He has been out most
Cam's
of the season.
Not even playing, dude. What are you talking
he's
about?
And he's been, and also he's a vegan, so that's kind of slowing down his healing process.
Oh, yeah, you said that last time. I didn't even know that. But no, that other the kid that came in is doing pretty good.
Rookie of the year, Daniel Jones, I think. If I had to predict right now.
Ooh, no, who else is a rookie?
Probably Nick Bosa. Probably another candidate. Gardner Minshew, perhaps.
Who else is? Who else? There's a bunch of rookies now, right?
Haskins, but he hasn't played much.
We got to see him. What's Deshaun? Deshaun is second year, right?
Deshaun Watson. No, this is third year, maybe fourth.
Third year. Yeah. That kid's good, man.
But probably Nick Bosa, Daniel Jones, Gardner Minshew.
You can't say Daniel Jones right now because this is early.
Would say that. He's so biased against
him. The only rookie who's ever started and won two games in a row besides him for the Giants has been Phil Simms.
I like Daniel Jones. He's a future of the New York Giants.
I know that, but I don't know if he's going to be rookie of the year.
Well, I hope
there's a few running backs that are rocking it that are rookies.
Yeah, the guy from Richards from the Raiders, he's doing pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Jalen Richards, I think is his name. But, yeah. Anyways, anything else before we head into game predictions? Let's dive right in.
Let's see. Anything else? No, it's been good. This week was there. How'd you like this weekend's football?
It was. I didn't watch all of it. I watched some of it. I liked it. I think I saw the vulnerability of the Rams. I saw that the Patriots are still good. And the Cowboys, I don't know, man. They're just lacking something. They're lacking that grit. I'm not sure if it's Dak or they just – but, like in order to win the Super Bowl, you got to beat teams. You got to beat the teams like Green Bay. You can't fool around.
I just think that Dak is like almost another Romo.
Not all the way. Not all the way, but maybe something near it. But the thing is with Dak, he won't get as injured as Romo did. But, yeah, Dak, I don't know. He just lacks that grit, lacks that confidence. He's still young.
Romo's playing a lot longer.
He's a fourth season, but we'll see what happens. Ravens are back at it. And the Buccaneers, inconsistency, but they're playing against the Saints. They only lost by a touchdown, so maybe give them some fair. But other than that, the NFL is looking good. AFC is more predictable than the NFC. NFC is a little bit more competitive. So I'm looking forward towards the end of the season. And we're seeing more rookie quarterbacks, you know, stepping up to the plate. But
yeah, seeing a lot of rookies. Oh, yeah. Well, you know what I missed? Didn't the fullback for San Francisco get hurt?
I don't know. Probably. Yeah. That guy Breda, he's the running back for the Niners. No,
he's a tailback, but the fullback, Cruz Jude something.
Well, yeah, but Breda was recruited by he was a walk-on. So
that's what I'm telling you. He came from a small school. It came from Georgia Sub.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. So it's interesting how his situation. But anyways, we're coming towards the end of the show. Let's head into the best part of the show.
We're not going to smack. You're not going to give a little NBA taste.
Oh, right. NBA. Well, yeah.
You want to go in? And then we'll talk about NBA and we'll get off.
Okay. So NBA, of course, the biggest news was the whole China fiasco, where I guess the Rockets GM was showing support for the Hong Kong protesters. The Chinese government did not like that, and they're not letting anyone show the games from China. And so it's pretty much the whole debate of human rights versus freedom of speech type of thing, freedom of speech versus China, whatever. But what are your thoughts about that?
I think we got to preserve our freedom of speech here. We should be able to say whatever we want to. And you know, I know the NBA is trying to expand over there, and you know, China is a great place to expand. You got Yao Ming. I'm not sure what his stance on it is, but you know, kind of gets difficult wanting to go there to make money when there's a lot of human rights violations being taken care of. So, yeah. You're able to say whatever you need to say. I think. I'm not sure if you're in an organization that is looking to expand, maybe it was a good or not move, but I think the commissioner did the right thing because I can't, you know, I'm not going to stop someone from doing what they feel they could say.
Yeah. And of course he's like, he isn't apologizing to China. So that's a good thing. But yeah, it's a tough situation because obviously, you know, these games were planned for a while. So maybe next year or like whatever happens with the whole protesting thing might different some things with the relationship with China. But yeah, China is a big market for the NBA. Chinese league has like they had like their own basketball league in China, and some of the big players go over there to play for big bucks. I know Dwayne Wade was offered a huge contract and he turned it down, which I was surprised. But yeah, we'll see what happens.
The deal is the other thing is what was I gonna say about China? I mean, I don't know. I just think, you know that they're not broadcast. They're not letting them play, or they're not gonna broadcast.
Yeah, they're not broadcasting the games because of the situation. What happened this past week with the Houston Rockets general manager?
Did you see? No, the reason why I want to talk about besides China was really Zion.
Oh yeah,
you see, he was playing balling out, man.
Yeah, he had a massive dunk against the Hawks, which they beat him 133-109.
He had three massive dunks.
16 points. You know? Not bad.
Yeah. And it was only, even though it's only preseason, but still, he was a fourth. I remember, what is he, 19?
I think he's 20. I think you got to play. No, yeah, maybe 19. Let me double check because you can play.
Maybe
19, season.
20. But man, to have that youth, that legs, and I heard he's like 200 something pounds.
He's 284.
Yeah, 284.
19 years
pounds.
Old. 6'7".
How old is he?
He is 19 years old.
So imagine the springs he's got. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then I'll tell you, he's going to be a super, superstar. One, he's got a great personality. Two, seems like a really, really good kid. Three, he's got a phenomenal smile. I wish him nothing the best. And let me tell you something. Okay, I'm telling you that, what's his name? Who left there and went to the Lakers? I can't remember. The big guy was
Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo Ball's on the.
Oh, Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis. I think he made a terrible move.
Yeah, I think so too. I think his future was with the Pelicans. I think it'd be a good place to.
Zion, they didn't have to. They were giving nothing away. Just got the bill. This kid's incredible.
What a good him, opportunity.
Redick.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you could own that, you know, and the Pelicans, you know, it's a good city to play for, but we'll see what happens. The thing is, he's not going to be a superstar in L.A.
It's going to be LeBron, for sure, but maybe down the road after LeBron retires.
We'll see what happens, but, I mean, everybody wants to play for the Lakers. Like, my Yankees, how are we going to go to baseball? Remember, this is the best time
of the year. Oh, that's right.
Year,
yeah, right? Hold on. Let me check on NBA playoffs. Hold on.
This is the best time of the year. You got basketball, football, and baseball.
They're all playing at the same time.
All at the same time, baby.
Which the Yankees are up 3-0 against the Twins in the series.
Not up 3-0. It's over. It's best out of five. Baby.
Oh, it's over.
It's over.
See, there goes my baseball knowledge. I feel embarrassed here in the sports.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
I was flipping back and forth the games, watching my boys play. You know, I'm a diehard Yankee fan.
And they're most likely going to play Houston, as far as I can see, which is a tough one because Yankees have struggled with Houston in the past year or so.
Okay. This is the first time, I don't know, in months and months that the Yankees lineup, they have everybody there's no one on injured reserve. On the injured list. So if you look at their lineup, I think yesterday 6 or 7 out of the 9 players were at one time on injured reserve. Now their team is stacked.
There you have it.
And I don't know if you know it, Severino, I think it's Severino, they had bases loaded, no outs, and he got out of the inning with no scores.
No way. Get out of here.
Bases loaded. Guy hit a double. He walked the guy hit a single. Bases loaded, no outs, no runs.
No way. Get out of here.
Yeah. That's why I knew it was over, baby.
Okay.
All right, my friend.
Let's go.
Sorry, this is really a sports show, right? It just depends on the time of the season. There's, if they're good sports to talk about, we got to talk about so everybody gets a chance to join in.
Let us go for game predictions. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's start with the Giants at the New England Patriots in Gillette Stadium this Thursday, 8:20 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, I love my Giants, but, yeah, I can't pick. The Patriots are going.
Oh, pick the Giants.
I can't just do it out of heart. I mean, I do it out of, you know, I did that against the Vikings, and I truly believe they should have won, but they're not going to beat the Patriots.
Carolina at Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay.
New Orleans at Jacksonville.
New Orleans.
Seahawks at Browns.
Seahawks.
Eagles at Vikings.
Eagles.
Texans at the Chiefs. Ooh, come on.
That's a tough one.
That's a toughie, buddy.
I don't think the Chiefs are going to lose 2 games in a row and be at home.
You don't
I'll
think
take
so?
Chiefs.
Chiefs?
No.
Okay.
We're picking unless Chiefs. Something's wrong, more, if there's more to the story about Mahomes, then maybe.
49ers. At the L.A. Rams.
49ers at the Rams. Ooh.
That's a good match.
Yeah. I think it's time for a loss. I think the Rams can do it. So I'll go with the Rams on that one. I'll go with the
Rams come back. I don't know because San Francisco's undefeated, but I'm interested in that game. That's going to be a bigger game.
The thing is, you know, when you're undefeated, you know you're going to get a loss. So it's just a matter of which team you're going to pick.
Pittsburgh at the Chargers.
Pittsburgh at the Chargers. Oh, I hate the Chargers. Pittsburgh.
Okay. And finally, Detroit Lions at the Green Bay Packers. Lambeau Field.
Green Bay. Shout out every time I have a different shirt. Remember last time you had Clemson? I got Florida State on. And represent the college kids.
Which, by the way, we should go. Okay, for college football, let's go college football because you haven't predicted much. Gators at LSU.
Gators at LSU. Oh, man. I'll go with LSU.
And Oklahoma at Texas. I think you handle that.
Oklahoma.
Okay. I think.
Man, that's starting to become quarterback you.
That is. That's a good, pretty much.
Miami used to be quarterback you.
Yeah. Back in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
And 2000s. And random question. What is your favorite mustard?
My favorite mustard is the yellow mustard.
There you go.
Is that called?
Yeah, it's yellow mustard. That's what it's called.
It's yellow mustard, baby.
Yeah, that's my favorite. People pick like honey Dijon, and I'm like, nah, that's not mustard.
Nah, I like different mustards. I think when you have different, you know, quick tip for barbecue, make a bunch of different sausages, spicy, not sausage mild, cut them up small, and then have multiple mustards for like dipping sauce.
Ooh, that's a good one. Chicken tenders.
Then you have the John, then you have the honey mustard, then you have the yellow, then you have them, but then make them as, you know, little toothpicks, but make a bunch of different sausages. It's a great appetite.
Do you eat chicken tenders with ranch or with honey mustard?
I don't eat either. I only eat chicken tenders.
That's it, with nothing. Naked.
Nothing.
No sauce.
Naked.
Wow. I always think chicken tenders like is a must. Well, you know, in my opinion.
If I was going to do a sauce, it would probably be barbecue, but outside of that, no.
That's interesting.
And I like barbecue on my cheeseburgers.
That's a good one. Wow. By the way, the McRib is back at McDonald's.
Yeah, I know. I worked at McDonald's when I was a young kid. You know how many of those I ate? I can't eat them anymore.
Victor, how can people reach you to talk to you about the Minnesota Vikings?
You can call me. You can reach me anytime.
What's your phone number?
My phone number, well, you can catch, you can make a schedule, call me up, go to my website, tells you how to contact me, Victor Arocho, A-R-O-C-H-O, that's VictorAROCHO.com. Follow me on YouTube at VictorAROCHO.com. That's where I interview a lot of entrepreneurs. So I have, we've done about 18, 20 series of entrepreneurs. So if you want to know how to grow businesses and see how I apply my sports knowledge to business, that's where you go. So go to YouTube, Victor Arocho, and go to VictorAROCHO.com. Why are you laughing?
Because back in the 80s and 70s, the only contact information you can give was like your phone number.
No.
There was a website. No, there was no email.
You give your pager, not your phone number. Think about it. Why would I, phone number, I have to go home and listen to a voicemail. But you used to give out your pagers. Now, before that, you had to give out your phone number.
But don't you have a business phone number?
Do I have a business phone number?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on my website. I'd rather drive and go to my website. I got an 800 number. I got my direct line. I got anything you want. But why would I want you to call me without going to my website?
What's your email?
My email is Victor at PotentialSalesGroup.com or Victor at VictorAROCHO.com. But again, you can schedule an appointment with me. You can call me. You can tweet me. You can blog me. Just go to the website. By the way, I want some listeners to come in and challenge us, ask us about some stuff. Or
Oh, by the way, this podcast.
Victor AROCHO on you instead of Stephen A. Smith.
This podcast is sponsored by PotentialSales.com.
No, VictorAROCHO.com.
VictorAROCHO.com. This is sponsored by VictorAROCHO.com. Right. He's a speaker and a future author, right? You're writing a book?
I'm in the middle of writing my book right now, yes. And I'm a speaker. We have a sales transformation company, and we try to apply the same teamwork into sports. It's all about winning, try to win every quarter.
I actually hired a ghostwriter to write my book.
Did you?
Yeah.
Recently. What are you speaking to them? And that's how you do it?
Yeah, we just have a 1 hour conversation and he just writes notes and then puts it into a book.
Is that our boy, Tyler?
No. Which he does marketing. for books. I don't think he does ghostwriting.
You got Authors Unite.
Authors Unite. I don't know if he does
provide that. Yeah, man. That's probably does.
But anyways, yeah. I am.
Awesome. Well, you got to give me a ghostwriter.
It's way easier. I don't have to worry about writing books.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'll put my name. Buy Santiago.
Let's start. We'll give him some props now. Maybe he'll give you a discount.
Anyways, you can reach us on thesportscast.net or on Twitter at thesportscast1. The Sportscast does not have a phone number, by the way. We should go on Google and get a phone number. And we'll be live tweeting this weekend. Three big games in college football. We'll have Ryan Krista tomorrow, and we'll have Justin Riley on Thursday. And Friday, we'll have Jeff to talk about what happened to the Chiefs. So we have all week is pretty much book of sports. Big week in sports. October is a big month. Not just football, but also baseball, the playoffs. We got Major League Soccer playoffs. I'm not going to talk about that much because I'm not
following.
Preseason NBA. All the sports are playing this month. No one's realized it but Victor and I. So follow what's up. And, of course, the Joker movie is out. I haven't seen
it yet.
I've not seen it yet. I'm going to see it with you probably.
All right, let's go.
Let's go watch it, and I'll buy the popcorn. You buy the tickets. All right. And, yeah, there you have it, thesportscast.net and thesportscast1 on Twitter. And, Victor, of course, it's always a pleasure to speak with you about the New York Giants, sports, and the Yankees.
You got it, baby. All right. Florida State.